Welcome to Palestine Today on Monday, the 9th of May, 2011. This is the daily roundup of today's events from around Palestine, as brought to you by the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. I am David Steele. A group of extremist Israeli youths, members of the outlawed Kach movement, tried to prevent Palestinian non-violent resistance leader Abdullah Abu Rahma from speaking at a forum in Paris by creating chaos, acting in a violent way, and trying to physically attack him. Palestinian medical sources in occupied East Jerusalem reported on Friday that dozens of residents were injured after Israeli soldiers and policemen attacked a protest in Silwan. Two homes caught fire after soldiers fired tear gas bombs into them. Palestinian detainees, imprisoned in four Israeli detention facilities, held a hunger strike on Saturday as part of the gradually escalating hunger strike demanding the prison administration releases several detainees from solitary confinement. As the Palestinian leadership is gaining momentum amongst the international community in its intention to declare an independent state at the United Nations, several Israeli leaders have started calling for isolating President Mahmoud Abbas and for redeploying the Israeli forces in Palestinian areas controlled by the Palestinian authorities. The Israeli authorities have placed occupied Palestinian territories under a full and strict closure as it marks its Memorial Day, an official day in Israel dedicated for Israeli soldiers killed due to the Palestinian-Israeli and Arab-Israeli conflicts. The Israeli radio reported that the siege started on Sunday at dawn and will remain in place until Wednesday at dawn. The Palestinians will not be allowed into Israel unless they have an urgent condition and have filed an official request to the Israeli District Coordination Office. Israel always isolates the occupied territories and in many places closes its borders while it marks official holidays. On Saturday night, a group of gunmen killed a resident from Al-Jalazun refugee camp north of the central West Bank city of Ramallah, believed to be a collaborator with Israel's army and its intelligence services. A group of extremist Israeli settlers attacked on Sunday evening Wadi al-Hilwa area of the northern plains of the West Bank and demanded that local Bedouins leave the area. Local sources reported that the settlers came from the Maskiot illegal settlement, installed on Palestinian lands, and are planning to expand their settlement. The settlers marched in the area while chanting anti-Arab slogans and demanding that the residents leave. The area in question is not recognised by Israel and is deprived of all civil services. The residents, all shepherds, were repeatedly attacked by the settlers. The sources said that the settlers carried their attack out while the army surrounded the area. The area is regarded by the army as a closed military zone, and the residents have received several demolition orders which target their property. The Israeli prison authorities have decided to renew the administrative detention order against elected legislator Dr. Mahmoud Al-Ramahi for an additional 6 months. Al-Ramahi was placed under administrative detention without charges 6 months ago and was supposed to be released on Monday. The Islamic Christian Committee for Defending Jerusalem and the Holy Sites warned on Sunday of a new Israeli plan to build 386 units for Jewish settlers in the Sheikh Jarrah Palestinian neighbourhood in occupied East Jerusalem. Hassan Khatter, Secretary-General of the committee, has said that the Israeli Regional Construction and Planning Committee approved the new constructions recently. Khatter added the constructions will be conducted on 8,000 square metres and will include a synagogue, a religious Jewish school and a kindergarten. He further stated that the project is in its final planning stages. The project will eventually displace more than 300 Jerusalemite Palestinians. The Israeli paper Maariv reported that French President Nicolas Sarkozy presented last week, during a meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a proposal for a peace conference in France aiming at signing a final peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians by the end of this month. Head of the political bureau of the Hamas movement, Khaled Mashal, urged the United States and the European Union to support the Palestinian Unity Agreement, and added that a Palestinian recognition of Israel cannot be conducted before an independent state is established. The Palestinian Liberation Organization, PLO, has officially recognized Israel and its right to exist during the Oslo peace agreements in the mid-90s. Israel, on the other hand, has never recognized the legitimate Palestinian rights to statehood and independence. The EU has undermined efforts by Israel to stop the flow of money into the Palestinian Authority's budget through an €85 million payment to the Palestinian administration. This payment is in addition to the €100 million payment approved earlier this year as part of the funding for Palestinian state-building efforts. The Israeli peace group Gush Shalom has sharply criticised a decision to hold a criminologists' conference in the settlement of Ariel, deep inside the West Bank. On Sunday, Gush Shalom sent a series of letters to Israeli and international criminologists who are due to lecture at the conference, entitled Pink Crime, Women, Crime and Punishment, reminding them that the conference itself is complicit in a serious breach of international law. The conference is located at the University of Samaria in the settlement of Ariel, which is in the heart of the West Bank. Ariel is of considerable strategic importance because it sits on a major water source, facilitating Israeli control of the mountain aquifer. That is all for today from the Palestinian Occupied Territories. Please join us again tomorrow for our weekly roundup of the news. Alternatively, you can read our coverage on www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Qassis and me, David Steele.